Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin Gray, friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God, amazing King. He's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, listen, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
Now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace.
But I'm so glad
that I'm so glad
that I found you.
That I found you. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Amazing God, amazing King. You are absolutely our everything, Father God. And we come on this morning to say thank you, Father God, for your love, your grace, your mercy, your kindness, your protection, your provisions, your blessings. We come to say thank you for Jesus. We come to say thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, Father God, a host of angels encamped around about us, the body of Christ, the power of your word, the gift of salvation and eternal life, Father God. We come to say thank you that you are our Heavenly Father, and we bless you on today, Father. We confess every sin of omission and commission. We embrace the gifts of this day, Father God, as we come with an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving. Thank you for absolutely, absolutely everything. We take nothing for granted, for we realize that it did not have to be. Father, we thank you, Father God, for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for Found This Week. We thank you, Father God, for the woman of God who is coming forth to bring us the word on this morning. We thank you for anointing our ears to hear, Father, our hearts to receive. We want to say thank you, Father, for blessing me with another year. I am eternally grateful, Father God, for it did not have to be, Father God. Thank you that I don't look like what I've been through, Father God. Thank you that I am becoming who you've made me to be. And we just want to say thank you. thank you, Father God, for absolutely, absolutely everything. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. Now, we surrender the day back to you and ask that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your grace, your mercies, and your love, Father, in Jesus' name. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, to you, and to you. Lottie-dottie, everybody, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, 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 and God's name is greatly to be praised. If this is your first time with us, amen, please enjoy the services on today, amen, and we pray it will not be the last time. You have come to the right place, amen. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ is Lord. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week, and we have been doing so, amen, for 10 years and 9 months, amen, and we do give God all the praise, glory, and the honor. I am Dr. Alfreda, amen, out of Philadelphia. Amen. We are celebrating Founders Week, amen, all this week. Glory be to God. Amen. You might ask, who is the founder? Well, amen. Just let me share with you real quickly. Amen. Hebrews, amen, chapter number 12, amen, verse number 2. Looking unto Jesus, amen, hallelujah, the founder, the perfecter, amen, and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Jesus Christ is the founder. Amen. He just happened to appoint me, amen, as the pastor. Amen. Glory be to God. As the apostle. Amen. Glory be to God in the fivefold ministry. Amen. So my soul says yes to his will, and my soul says yes to his way. I especially want to give God some praise this morning. Amen. Holly, for another birthday. Amen. The Lord has brought me another day. The Lord has brought me another month. The Lord has brought me another year. Amen. I want to thank God for using my mother and my father to get me here. And I'm telling you, it's only by his grace and his mercies, amen, that I'm here today. Because I'm telling you, there's been many, many, many opportunities, amen, for me to have been gone. Amen. Graveyard dead. Hey, hallelujah. But God said, not so. But God said, not so. Amen. There's a work for this sister here to do, and she's going to do it. Amen. One time I was running, but I ain't running no more. Amen. Now I say yes to your will and say yes to your way. I'm truly, 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 truly blessed. Amen. So thank God for my birthday. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. Enough about me right now. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to introduce to you, amen, our preacher this morning. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. We pray you enjoyed our services yesterday. Pastor Orsi came all the way out of Cleveland, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. To give us some greetings. Amen. Glory be to God. And talk about obedience being the key. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Amen. Very passionate. Amen. Powerful word starting our week out in Jesus' name. This morning, amen. Oh, my God, my God. We want to thank God, amen, for this young lady. She is not a stranger to us. Amen. She happens to be my middle daughter. Amen. And we want to thank God for her. Amen. The calling that is on her life, how she responded to the calling at an early age. She said yes to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And been walking with him, amen, the whole time. Amen. I'm telling, she can teach, she can preach. Amen. Multi-talented. Amen. Very creative. Oh, creative juices and ability, intelligent, beautiful. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm just not saying that because she's my daughter. Amen. Those of you who know her, amen, know I'm telling the bona fide truth. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm talking about none other, amen, than Pastor Erica Bradford. Hey, my God, and to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. It is she who is coming to us on this morning, hallelujah, to give us what thus saith the Lord, amen, for today, amen. So we pray that you would open up your ears, open up your spirits, amen. If you can't say amen, just say ouch. Amen, hallelujah, to receive, amen, what thus saith the Lord on today. At this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others Pastor Erica Bradford, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. God bless you, Pastor Bradford. Are you there?
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Mother.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday to you again, to everybody on the line in their respectful places. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What another day God has woke us up to see. Tuesday, September 28th, 2021, a day we had not seen before and a day we won't see again. Lord's willing, we will see a brand new day. So we say thank you, Father, for brand new mercies we see today. Can't count on yesterday's mercies and yesterday's grace. So we thank you for the brand new mercies for today and for allowing Pastor Dr. Alfreda Bradford sing yet another birthday, and for all of those who remain so faithful in the ministry. Amen. There's a song that rings in my heart that says, the windows of heaven are open and the fire is falling down. I got joy, joy, joy in my soul, since Jesus made everything all right. I gave him my old filthy garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, that is why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open and the fire is falling down. I got joy, joy, joy in my soul, since Jesus made everything all right. I gave him my old filthy garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, that is why I'm happy tonight. Oh, that is why I'm happy. That is why I'm happy. That is why I'm happy tonight. 'Cause I got joy, joy, joy in my soul, since Jesus made everything all right. Oh, I gave him my old filthy garments, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. And that is why I'm happy tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is anybody else feasting on the bread of heaven? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we say thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. That is why I'm happy. That is, I don't know about you, but that is why I'm happy this morning, and that is why I am happy all the rest of my days. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I am newly ordained by the Holy Spirit as Pastor Erica Bradford. The Holy Spirit ordained me 2 weekends ago. I was at a conference in Ohio, and in that service, I received the stamp, I received the approval from the Holy Spirit as Pastor Bradford, which is not a, you know, not a coincidence. My grandmother is one. My mother is one. I was okay with just being Minister Bradford, but where God is has now taken me and where he is taking me, he said he needs me to move into this elevation. Amen. So I will be having a service soon to properly do it, to properly be ordained, and I will announce that service when it is set. But all that matters is that the Lord has ordained me. Amen. But I do know that things should be done in decency and in order, and that will come very soon. Amen. I do have a word from the Lord this morning, and the title is The Blow Up. The Blow Up. The Blow Up. Because what God is doing in this dispensation, what he is doing in this time with his people, he's about to blow us up. We have not seen anything yet. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God is about to do for his people in this time. If you thought you've seen a blow up before, you ain't seen nothing like what God is about to do in this new time, in this new age. Hallelujah. The COVID-19 had to come. Listen to this revelation the Lord gave me. COVID-19 had to come in order for him to blow up his people. Glory be to God. COVID-19, as devastating as it is and has been, and my heart goes out to the devastation. But God said on the flip side of that, it had to happen for him to blow up his people, blow up his kingdom, because we are living in the time where he is putting little mini bombs inside of us so we can go out into the world and to do what he has called and commanded us to do. St. John chapter 14, verse 12. Truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and he will do even greater works than these, because I am going to my Father. Let me say that again, John 14 and 12. Truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and he will do even greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. Somebody say even greater works. Even greater works. God, what Jesus is commissioning us to do is even greater works. Even greater works. No, we're not greater than Jesus. No, we can never match the miracles and the works that Jesus did. But he said that we will do even greater. We will go out even further. We will spread the gospel even further, because he said, I'm about to leave this earth. I'm going to go ahead and sit on the right hand of my Father. I'm going to go ahead and intercede on y'all behalf. So I'm going to go up, but y'all going to do even greater. This is what he was telling his disciples over 2,000 years ago, and that word is still applicable even in 2021. Do you know that, what does it say right here? It says, glory be to God, St. John 14 and 12. Jesus' travels were limited. Jesus' travels, as he was on this earth, it was very limited. He only touched a little spectrum of land when he was on the earth. Amen? So he ascended up into heaven and told his disciples, you're going to do even greater. You're going to go out even further. I've given you the word. You've seen my works. And you're going to do even greater. But first, in order to do even greater, you have to do what I do. It says, truly I tell you, the one who believes in me also will also do the works that I do. If you can't be greater, you can't do greater if you never even started with what Jesus did. You can't do greater works. You can't go out even further with the gospel if you don't even know what to do with the gospel in your own community. My God, you can't go out and touch nations if you don't know how to touch your own community. You can't touch the community if you don't know how to touch your own house. You got to know how to do the works Jesus did first before you can do greater. What did Jesus do? Come on and let's look at Jesus' resume. What did Jesus do? Jesus healed the blind. He raised the dead. He dried up the blood. He raised the dead again. He called the lame to see. He caused those who couldn't walk to walk. He cast out demons. He gave the word. He fed the hungry. He was a comfort to those who were comfortless. My God. He knew how to sit with sinners without sinning. He knew how to be in the mix of the people without losing his identity. This is all and more that Jesus did. Can you do this? Have you been doing this? Can you do this? If you can't do this, if you have not reached the arrival to what Jesus has done yet, then say, Lord, help me. Because, God, I want to do greater. God is in me to do greater. But, God, I can't do greater if I first don't know how to do the little in which you did. Can you do these? Have you been doing these? And if you can say yes, Sister Erica, I can do this. I have been doing this. Glory be to God. Then my brother, my sister on this line, greater work shall you do. You've mastered step one. Now step two says, greater shall you now do. Greater shall you now do. You can go up further now. You can cover a little bit more territory now. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And that's why he's blowing up his people. That's why God is very strategic in what he is doing in this dispensation. Glory be to God. He's fusing some old school saints with some new school saints. And even though these people might think a little bit differently than these people over here, what he's doing is infusing the old with the new and the new with the old, and he's doing something great in this time. As my mother says, we're living in the worst of times, yet the best of times, because what God is doing in this time, he's blowing up his people. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Ever since, as far back as I can remember, God has always given me visions and dreams of impacting the world. My nonprofit is called GARDS, G-U-A-R-D-S, which stands for Global Agents Rescuing Darkened Souls. He gave me a title of a ministry that I'm going to be doing in the future called International Leaders. And even now, the ministry that I'm leading now is called the ARC. The ARC, which is a global ministry. God has always shown me that he's going to show me how to bring the rich and the poor together, the black and the white together. Glory be to God, this section and this section together. And I'm like, God, you've always given me a global vision, an international vision. And now I see why he called me to pastoralship. Now I see why he's given me the gift of prophetic, because where he's taking me is about to blow up, is about to blow up. He saw that I was faithful in serving the little. My God, glory be to God. He saw that I was faithful serving on the Temple of Refuge. He saw that I was faithful for Life Word Jesus. He saw that I could do the works in the shadows. He saw that I could do the works when I got no recognition. Glory be to God. He saw that I still took the same integrity no matter where I was working. I had the same integrity on every level. I gave the same service on every level. If you needed me to clean the bathroom, I cleaned the bathroom. If you needed me to break down the chairs, I broke down the chairs. Broke them down, put them up, broke them down. If you needed me to do a community event, I did a community event. If you needed me, Father God, to go and to and to witness to somebody in front of Wawa, I did that. If you needed me to get somebody a few dollars out of my last, God, I did that. Every time God told me to serve, I served and gave the same level of integrity on every level. And God said, now, Erica, now because you have done the work that Jesus did, you can do even greater. It's your time of blowing up. You on this line, it's your time of blowing up. I don't care how old you are. God is not a respecter person. It does not matter your age. It does not matter your age. I don't care if you say, well, I may be too old for a blow up. No, you just stepping into it, my brother. You're just stepping into it, my sister. God is about to blow you up because he saw how faithful you were, how you were a great steward over the little, how you were a great steward in the darkness, how you were a great steward when no one was around, how you prayed and you cried for people, how you laid the people at the altar, how you interceded for the people. In the name of Jesus, this is your time. This is your season. This is still your year. This is your time of manifestation, and you're just ticking inside. Tick, 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 tick. Because you're about to blow up in the power, by the power of the Holy Ghost. You're about to blow up. Tick, tick, tick. You're ticking inside, ticking inside, ticking inside, ticking inside, ticking inside. Because where God is about to take us, we're about to ignite. We're about to ignite. We're about to ignite this country like never before. We're about to ignite this city like never before. We're about to ignite the people of God. There is still a remnant of people who are holding on to the banner and the standards of God. There is a remnant of people, a remnant of Christians, not just church folk, but there is a remnant of saints that still believe in the power of God. There is still a remnant of saints that believe in holiness. There is still a remnant of saints that believe in righteous living. And God is saying, if you master how to do the works of Jesus, you are going to do even greater. Greater. The blow up. Greater. Kalanabasiya. The blow up. Greater. Some statistics for you. There are 195 countries in this world. There are over 7.8 billion people in the world. There are about 6,500 languages worldwide. What God is calling many of us to do is not just going to affect your local community. Let me say that again. 195 countries, 7.8 billion people, 6,500 languages. What God is calling for in this dispensation, what the work he has put inside of you to do is not just going to affect your local community. It is not just going to affect your local neighborhood. Yes. Thank God for the work you will do in your local community, because it takes communities in order for a change to happen. But what God is doing inside of many of us is not just for our local communities alone. This thing is going to go global. It's going to ignite. It's going to catch fire like a forest fire. You know how them California forest fires catch fire so fast, and it takes over lands, how one match, one cigarette can destroy a whole forest in a matter of 24 hours? Well, my brother and my sister, get ready for the ignition. Get ready for the fuel. Get ready for the lighting ceremony. Get ready for the lighting ceremony. It's about to blow up by the power of the living God. Glory be to God. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. We are all in this thing together. Glory be to God. So if you feel like you're a little bit more seasoned, then you seasoned folks, you ones who know the,
some wisdom, need to show some of these younger folks on how to go and carry forth the mantle, how to go and be salt and light in the earth. Glory be to God. How to go and use some wisdom and use some discernment. Be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Glory be to God. We all need each other for this thing. The lighting ceremony. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The lighting ceremony is about to ignite. God is expanding and enlarging kingdom leaders, kingdom businesses, kingdom organizations. We're taking over. Pastor Mike Todd in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has invested over, if I'm not mistaken, $66 billion in the city of Tulsa by purchasing real estate. He has invested, if I'm not mistaken, $66 billion in real estate in the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Who did that, God? Who blew that pastor up like that, God? How can this ministry invest $66 billion in real estate in a time of COVID-19? how can God do something like that? That much money, and people are no longer receiving PUA checks. My God, whose heart has God touched to be so generous to his ministry? What donors has God given to this young man for him to prosper, to give back into the kingdom of God? Don't you tell me what God can't do. Take God out of your box. Take God out of your box and watch him blow you up. As I sit back and watch Pastor Mike Todd's testimony and the testimony of so many other believers, I said, God, I'm next. Ha, Shadow Mosiah. God, I must be next. Because, God, the work I feel you doing in me, this fire I feel kindled up inside of me, God, yes, my body gets tired and my body gets sleepy, but, God, my spirit is on fire for you. My soul is on fire for you. My soul is on fire for you, God. God, I must be next. Oh, so here we go with this lighting ceremony. Here we go with this wildfire. It just goes from glory to glory, from saint to saint. Those who know how to do the work of Jesus in the dark, those that know how to do the work of Jesus in the shadows, God said, okay, I found you faithful with a little. Here you go greater. Here you go with more. Here you go increase. Here you go enlargement. Oh, glory be to God. Glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In my closing, Matthew 5 and 13 tells us to be the salt. Tells us to be salt. Salt brings forth flavor. Salt brings forth uniqueness. And then in Matthew 5:14, he tells us to be the light. He tells us to be the light. He tells us to be salt. And he tells us to be light. What a combustion. What a combustion that does in the world. What a combustion that does in the kingdom of God to be salt and light. Salt and light. Salt and light. To be flavor and illumination. To bring forth uniqueness and guidance. What God is doing in this time, don't sleep on God. Don't sleep on God. Don't sleep on God. I pray that this message has given you an ignition. You know what I'm trying to say. I hope that this message is blowing you up. I hope this message is giving you some zeal, giving you your zeal back in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I hope, I pray that this message has caught fire to your spirit, has given you wind to go, blowing you in to blow you up. I hope this message is blowing you in to blow you up in the name of Jesus. So today, as we celebrate Pastor Dr. Alfreda Bradford's birthday. Glory be to God. And as we go forward in Founders Week, and as we go forward in these last 3 months of the year, hallelujah, that we will learn how to go in the flow of the fire, how we will learn how to go forward in the flow of the wind of the fire, go and go forth ticking and ticking and ticking, so when God blows us up, we will be at the right time, we will be at the right place at the right time when the bomb goes off. It glory be to God, we will be at the right place at the right time when the bomb goes off. So I encourage you today to pick up your mantle, to pick up the banner, dust yourself off, take God out of your box because he don't belong there, and watch him do the work in you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is my message for today, Pastor Erica Bradford. From the Ark. I love you. Have a blessed one.
Amen, 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 amen. And hallelujah. My God, my God. The blow up, the blow up. Blowing you in to blow you up. Amen. Greater works, greater works. Amen. Glory be to. Give me 1 second here. I just want to make sure. All right, there we go. Amen. I love when you said, Erica, the same, and you had the same integrity on every level. Ooh, that was deep. Amen. We were just teaching that on last week. Amen. We are about to ignite. Amen. Hallelujah for where God is taking us. Get ready for the lighting ceremony, the ignition, taking God out of your box. Glory be to God, making sure. So make sure you're in the right place at the right time when the bomb goes off. Hallelujah. And flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Oh, but the power of the Holy Ghost. But the power of the Holy Ghost, the blow up. Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen. Hallelujah. Just giving God his freeway. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Okay, Erica. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Give us some announcements. Amen. Take another minute. Amen. Let us know what's going on because we know, hallelujah, Pastor Bradford. It's funny. I got to get used to, you know, to hear myself say Pastor Bradford and know I'm not talking to me, but I'm talking to, amen, talking to you. Amen. So please take a minute and share your updates, your announcements.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For the new ministry, the Ark isn't yet a Sunday service ministry. God is doing something different through this ministry. For right now, it's a Bible study ministry, which will be held throughout the week. I don't have those dates or times yet, but I will update you. So it is not a Sunday service, but it is a Bible study ministry because God is telling me that people need to understand the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. So he's giving me unique ways to make the Bible fun again to learn. Amen. Because we can go to a Sunday service and we hear the preaching, but we can't ask questions to the pastor after Sunday. We can't really engage on Sundays like we can in Bible studies. And I took a poll of how many people were ready to come back out to Bible study in person. And you'll be surprised how many young people are ready to come out. This virtual learning is great, and it's wonderful, but a lot of people are ready to experience God in person and on another level. So God has commissioned me to start the Ark as a way to offer safety and guidance and protection to his people through the unadulterated word of God. And I thank God for people like my grandmother, Pastor Evelyn Westfield, and my mother, Dr. Bradford, and many other people
who have helped shape me into the woman I am today, where I had the fortitude to do the assignment. Amen. But we're having a launch party for the ARC, which will be at the Elmwood Park Zoo. That's in Norristown, Pennsylvania, the Elmwood Park Zoo. And God gave me that idea too. He told me to have the launch party for the ARC at the zoo because, as you know, Noah and the ARC, he brought two of every kind onto the ARC. And God said, to do something unique, have it at the zoo with the nature and with the animals. And this is Sunday, October the 10th. Amen. The zoo opens at 10 a.m., but you can come at any time. We have a catered barbecue dinner at 4:30, and we're playing a movie at 5:30 at the Elmwood Park Zoo. If you would like to come, I would love to have you. Seats are limited. If you would like to sponsor this event, please, we are looking for faith businesses to sponsor this event. And all of this can be found at ericadenise.com, ericadenise.com. So if you feel led to be a part of this or support or donate or come out, we would love to have you. And I thank all of you. Everybody on this line, for the most part, I believe, has heard me before. I look at you as my OGs, my original gangsters. I thank you all for praying for me. You've seen where I've come from, having a house fire and surviving so much. And I just thank you, everybody, for the support that you already gave, the prayers you've already prayed, the prayers you're still praying. So I just thank you. If you don't do anything else, I thank you for what you've done for me so far. And I am so humbled. I'm so humbled to be a part of this ministry and use all lives. Thank you.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Bradford. Amen. I'm just excited because just in anticipation of how God is going to bring this all together, because as you said in your message, the old school coming together with the new school, and I just know for sure that it is not God's will, like for my mother, Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield, who's been pastoring for over 40 years, amen, her doing her thing, okay, me over here with Life Word Jesus, amen, going on 11 years doing my thing, and then now you coming in as pastor. I'm just in anticipation how God is going to bring it all together, amen, and not three separate ministries, amen, but I know, and we already know in foresight that God is going to bring this all together in some unique, different blow-up type of way, as your message gave. And so I'm just, which I've already said that, amen, I prophesied that on this ministry a little while ago. All of you know I said, Erica and I coming together, amen, my mother and I, everybody uniquely, amen, yet, amen, as one. And I don't know how God has done it, amen, but I'm excited about it, amen. And so we give God praise, glory, and honor. Thank you so much, Minister Erica. Amen. Glory be to God. Minister Erica, 3:00 this morning, she wishing her mother happy birthday. I said, well, thank you, baby, for being the first one in. Amen. And Minister Nancy calls me 5:00 in the morning singing. I'm talking about, like, not on no voicemail. I'm talking about singing. That's my sister. Amen. That's my girl. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for our lineup of preachers this week, amen, and after our Founders Week, amen, we want to be a blessing to them for them being a blessing to us.
Pastor,
I did miss one,
if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
For those of you who are free this morning at 8:30, if you are on Facebook, we're having a 3-day revival on Facebook today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We're fasting and we're praying and we're expecting God for a miracle. So join us at 8:30 this morning, tomorrow, and Thursday. If you can, on Facebook, under my name, Erica Bradford, or Fasting for the Nation. We have three different ladies who are coming forward to pray and to bless our day as we are in consecrated fasting, because we're just expecting God for a miracle. So that's this morning at 8:30. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blow up. Amen. And for the blow up. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. Amen. And as I said yesterday, amen, we know we all love the Lord. Amen. Because folks don't get up at no 6 o'clock in no morning, amen, to join no fellowship service, amen. You got to be a God lover, or glory be to God, especially to ask someone to come and minister. Now, they might come minister 6 in the evening, but you say 6 in the morning, I had one apostle, he laughed. And he said, what time? I said, 6 in the morning. He laughed. Amen. So we blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you, Minister Erica. I love you, love you, love you. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. All right, all right, all right. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I have a different attitude this year. Last year, I didn't even let y'all say happy birthday to me. But Pastor Bradford got a different attitude. Let me tell you why I got a different attitude. I'm going to tell you my birthday wish, and it's going to happen. My birthday wish is to be completely out of debt by the end of this month. That's 3 days. That's 3 days. You got the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. I'm talking about completely out of debt. I'm talking about owing no man nothing but the debt of love. I'm talking about being a bona fide millionaire. That's my birthday wish. I just had a prophet, glory be to God, send me a message about an hour ago confirming it. That's all I'm going to say. I was going to read it to you. I ain't got to read it to you. It's already done. Amen. That's my birthday wish. Amen. Glory be to God. What? Money to get out of debt. Money to be a blessing to other people, my family and other people. Money, amen, to sow into the Lord's kingdom. That's my birthday wish. And God heard me. And that settles it. All right. So now let us take 1 minute and do this. 1 minute.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Talking about myself there. All right, so amen. Let me give the benediction, and then we're going to open up the lines. Amen. Glory be to God. If anybody would like to, the word has come forth, which is first and foremost. That's first and foremost. It's the word. Amen. The blow up. I like that, Erica. God bless you, baby. Amen. Hallelujah. And glory be to God. And so that's settled. The word is going forth. The announcement has been made. Before I give the benediction here, we want to say today we will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock, back at 9. And then the prayer summit, which begins tomorrow night, Wednesday night and Thursday night at 7:30 on Zoom. Okay? And if you don't have Zoom, call in. I think I sent most of your text messages out. You can also go to our website at lifewordjesus.org and click the button. Erica has all that set up. You go straight to our website, say Prayer Summit, watch here, click that, boom, you in. So you ain't have to call nobody. You ain't got to Zoom nobody. You don't have to do nothing but go to our website and click the button. Thank you, Erica. Amen. Glory be to God. We love you so much for all that you do for this ministry. We realize the little stipends we give you, amen, is nothing compared to your worth. We know it's nothing compared to what we should be paying and what we would be paying, but it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. You wait till Mama and Pastor and Dr. Alfreda Bradford is out of debt by the end of this week. You wait till we out of there. We're going to put you on payroll. You're going to be one of the ones.
Get ready for the blow up. Get ready for the blow up.
I'm already ready.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, it's already done. All right, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the service. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your power. Thank you for my birthday wish. Thank you for hearing it. And thank you for answering it. Father God, we say thank you for everybody under the sound of my voice. Thank you for Erica's ventures with the Ark, Father God, and all of the adventures that you have given her. We thank you for the success of that. Thank you for the ordination service, Father God, with her being ordained as pastor. Father God, her future and destiny will not be aborted. And so we say thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 and 9. Father God, thank you, Father God, for the prayer summit and the miracles taking place even there. We bless you and we magnify you in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal this prayer and this service in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare, hallelujah, that you are able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Satan is absolutely defeated. Darkness is absolutely dispelled. And Jesus Christ is absolutely, absolutely Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, amen. We are opening up the lines, amen, for anyone who desires to speak for a few minutes, amen. And then we will move forward in our day. The floor is open.
Hello, good morning. Could you hear
good
me?
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Reverend Bradford. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. We wish you many more. We wish you many more. We wish you many more. Happy birthday to you. Happy
Amen.
Birthday, happy birthday. My God, I am excited too. And I just want to first thank God and thank him for being on the line and thank him for the a word that your daughter gave. And I just love her so much. I see a lot on Facebook and she's just a beautiful, wonderful girl. And I just want all of the young people that I know just to tune in with her. And I know I'm going to get that opportunity because they got to hear. So, Lord, I just thank you for Reverend Bradford this morning as you blessed her. Life from the very top of her head to the crown of the sole of her feet. She's a wonderful woman of God, Father. And I thank you so much to be in her presence and just to hear every day, so many times a day, and all the things that she had poured in me and many people that I have talked about this young lady, Lord. And I just thank you. And every wish that she asked for, I know it's going to be done, and I know it's being done already, Father, because you said in Jeremiah, Father, your show is great and mighty things that we knew not of. And certainly I know you have shared all the many testimonies and stories and just so many things, God. And I just love this woman. I love her mother and all her sisters I have heard. And the ones I haven't, I heard them being spoken of. And God, you just a gracious God. And we know that you love this woman. And she is mighty, 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 mighty woman of God. Happy birthday to your mom, too. And I'm going to get with y'all. I'm going to get with my sisters. So, Lord, I thank you, God, as you continue, Lord, to order her steps in your word, God, and all these blessings we have together as one. And I love everybody on the line. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Brother David, amen. Sister Gwen, for that beautiful song. Amen. And those sincere
beautiful
wishes. I receive it. I believe it. God bless you back. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much.
Good morning,
amen.
Pastor.
Bless
good
you.
Morning,
amen.
Morning,
everybody's
morning.
Line is open, so we hear people having conversations in the background. Amen. If you could please, amen, be mindful of that while other people are speaking. Amen. Thank
yes.
you. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Bradford. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Minister
yes.
Denise from South Carolina for this is the day.
Yes.
Uh-huh. that the Lord has mm-hmm. made. We shall come in, mm-hmm. enter in his gates with thanksgiving and
That's
his courts
right.
with praise. I'm rejoicing. Mm-hmm. I'm down here in the South. I am in the South. I was born here in the South. I'm here in the South and to lay my mother rest. But I want to say this. Pastor Bradford came Saturday. She called me. I was on the move. I'd be on the move. My mother used to be on the move. And she came and brought the resolution. I'm just talking about her character. I was, you know, with this ministry when evangelists and, Pastor Bradford was evangelists and ministers. Yeah, but it'll shot. Get ready for the blow up. You better receive it because Denise received it for myself. Minister Erica Bradford did some important factors. Go wash the dishes. It ain't about me, but I'm just going to tell you, and I boast in the Holy Ghost. When I went to California with my apostles and all that, I said, why am I with these people, Jesus? To minister. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I was ready for a word because the Lord had a word, but that wasn't the purpose of my trip. Mm-hmm. You know what I was doing, y'all? I'm going to tell you what I was doing, making sandwiches and greeting people at the door. Yeah. So Minister Bradford, she had an important factor because let us be reminded, Jesus said, I didn't come to serve, but to be served. But to be, to serve. Read the scripture. Jesus said, I came to serve. Jesus Christ was a servant. Okay, I'm going to move further. So I give God glory that I'm asking God why I'm not, you know, tore up from the floor up. You know, Pastor Bradford had poured into my life 7 and 8 years. That's why Denise is not tore up from the floor up, because I know my Redeemer lives. And I just want to say, Pastor Bradford, character. She came and she gave me that resolution. She did it for my daddy 2 years ago. And she came Saturday. I just really want to say, I thank you. I'm talking about her attributes, her character. We have had conversations about many things, me and Pastor Bradford. And her character, she came and she brought that resolution herself. And I still got them candles, Pastor Bradford, that you gave me. They won't go out. you gave me them last year sometime. She came to the door, and she delivered them, hand-delivered house to house. She could have had somebody. She could have appointed somebody, y'all going out there and do it. No, her characteristic, she give you a phone call. She'll pray with you. That's the characteristic. Y'all keep me in prayer, because I'm doing pretty good here. I said, let me come hear a word of Minister Bradford, Erica Bradford, and she is a powerhouse. I've always adored when young people fuel with the Holy Ghost. Be fired up for the Holy Ghost, y'all. Be fired up. I'm going to go to a Walmart out here. I can't wait to witness somebody. God always put people in your path. So, Pastor Bradford, I love y'all. I thank y'all. And Sister Joanne Thurman, Saturday I was overflowed. I was overflowed with the generosity and the care because I said one last thing. This is going to be one last thing. Jesus said, see, I'm going to go to the word. Jesus said the same compassion. A lot of us have had loved ones that went on. All of us have had experienced somebody that went on them. Come on. Everybody up on this line. Jesus said the same compassion that I've given to you. Because Sister Richardson always said, Denise, you always pray for others. I tell y'all one thing. Them prayers is hitting me, Pastor Bradford. The things, and I boast not in myself, Galatians 6:14. I boast in the cross. All that love I poured out. I tell you, Saturday, Evangelist Nadine, that was an overflow, Pastor Bradford. That was an overflow for me. I didn't know all the love and care people showed me. But, Pastor Bradford, I wish you the most best. You always say this, and I'm saying this to you. I wish you the best. The absolute best overflow, abundance, shucking down, running over, pouring. Running into your bosom. I'm in my brother's house. I'm about to have church up in here. It don't make no difference. I don't care if I'm in Mississippi or Chattanooga. I'm going to give God glory. Yeah, okay. And we got open fields out here in South Carolina. Y'all, yeah, let me get off the phone. But Pastor Reverend, I love you, and happy birthday continually to your mother. And I was thinking your mother was pregnant and she had a birthday. Then she born you in the world. That must have been a great week that week. I love y'all. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. And God be with you. Amen. In South Carolina and back again. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. All hearts and minds clear.
Pastor Bradford, good morning. This is Sister Tanya and Brother Jerome. We definitely want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. All of your heart's desires, whatever you desire, that the Lord would grant unto you. Anointed and appointed woman of God, definitely have poured into us. And as a result, we continue to grow up into our full salvation in Christ Jesus. You are God's favorite You are blessed of our Father, and may you have many, many, many more birthdays. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
I love singing happy birthday. Forgive me. God bless y'all lovely people.
I love y'all here. It brings so much laughter and joy to my soul on this morning. Amen. Thank you, Brother Jerome, Sister Tanya. Thank you so much for the song and the expressions. Amen. Amen. Thank you. I love you and appreciate you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Priscilla.
And I'm just joining with the choir, with the chorus, with all the saints who have already given their praise to God and their accolades, bringing greetings, birthday greetings to you from beautiful North Philadelphia here, and praising God, praising God for you, Pastor, for your wisdom, for your discernment, being a vessel of our holy and righteous God. I just praise God for you every day. I praise him even for your humor, for those times that you go to those places that make us say, but all in the power and the might of the Holy Spirit. So I'm just grateful for you, and I'm joining with you in your desire, asking God and knowing that God will give you the desires of your heart. Those three monies that you talked about, to be debt-free is just an awesome space to be in. To owe no one is where God really wants us to be. And so I just give thanks and praise, and I'm praying with you and knowing that that desire, that debt-free desire of your heart, God will absolutely bring it forth. He will provide that for you. And all the monies that you to accommodate the process of becoming debt-free, and also for all those, the ministry that you that he has assigned to you, and the giving to those who are in need. So I'm praying with you on that. I'm just grateful for you. Joyously singing praise to God for you, for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, for all that you do, for all those souls that have been saved, that have come forth and said, what must I do to be saved because of your ministry, because of this work, because of how you indeed have gone global with the word of God, advancing the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. So happy birthday, Pastor. I love you.
Thank you. And I love you too. Amen. Sister Priscilla, amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. We done went from the Northeast to South Carolina, back over here to North Philly, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. my God. Amen. Thank you so much. We want to thank everybody for their expressions of love on this morning. Amen. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for the songs. Amen. Amen. Just thank you. Thank you. I love you back. Amen. It's my pleasure to serve you. Amen. On my birthday, any day and every day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Happy birthday,
Dr. Bradford. God bless you,
Happy
Sister
birthday,
Darlene. God bless you.
Happy birthday.
Peace
and grace.
I heard you singing, leading that song, Sister Darlene. God bless you. Thank you. Amen.
Enjoy your day.
It's going to be a marvelous day. This day is the best day of my life.
That's right.
The evidence. This is the best birthday out of all 66 of them. Amen. It's already done. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your wishes.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, everybody have a lovely day. Amen. Hallelujah. And act like it's your birthday. Amen. Glory be to God, because in reality it is.
Amen, in Jesus' name.
Lord's willing, we meet you at the altar of prayer today. Lord's willing, amen, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And the Lord, may the Lord bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Amen.
Love you, Philadelphia, signing out.
Amen. Thank you again, Minister Erica, for the word blow up. Thank God for everybody who shared their experience.
My mama.
I know you love me anyhow. Amen. Yeah. God bless you. Pastor Bradford signing out. God bless.
Yes.
God bless. Shalom.
Happy everything. Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. beautiful.